my own testing, my own story to it. Sit back, peek this out. Might learn a little something, something. It all happened so fast, just as quick as a decision. He showed me what I could be in the form of a vision. He showed me peace and love, and with that change, how to get it. All I had to do was open up my eyes and pay attention. First off, the problems thrown in your life aren't to defeat you. I use these problems as tools to strengthen and to teach you. I know it's gonna be tougher, son, please don't let it beat you. I'll never give up on you, so don't give up on me neither. Number two, I tell you, watch the company that you keep. Cause everybody around you ain't really on your team. Misery, less company, and anger steals your joy. And everyone who claims to be your homie ain't your boy. So if there is a problem and you're lost and filled with doubt, just call up on my name, you know I'll work it out. And if you follow the conditions, your life will never be the same. I got God on my team, I know my life has changed.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Welcome to the radio broadcast of Living Word Ministries, Living Word Ministries of Negative. Stay tuned and focused and let Words of Life minister to you by our pastor, Altorio Holden Sr. At the end of the broadcast, contact information will be given to you. Here's our pastor.
Say it unto the churches. Father, we thank you right now. Thank you right now for relationship with him gives me this full assurance, and that assurance is joy. Herein is my Father glorified, and you'll be my disciple. In a certain way, you're disciplined. You know how you know, in your family, you got that uncle. No, we don't act like that. You know, you got that, you know, we perks. You know, you got somebody to tell you, we don't do that. We discipline ourselves accordingly. with me here? So we got to abide in love. If we walk in love, God always blesses us. That's the place he wants us to live in. I live in love. I live to love others. I live to show them the kindness of God. I wish I had somebody in the house. Look at verse 11. He says, and these things have I spoken unto you, and I'm to my point now, that your joy might remain in you and that your joy might be full. Now, my plan was not even to touch all those other verses so much so, but God led me to at this moment. But I wanted to talk about this joy. I wanted to talk about how we have to have a relationship to have the joy. And then the joy also is our reward, but Jesus gave us a reminder in verse 9 through 11. He reminded us to stay in love. He reminded us to keep his commandments. He reminded us that no matter what happens, if we can just love, if we can just stay on track and we can do what he called us to do, he says, these things have I spoken. Now, this is the reason why he's speaking. He's speaking because there's a hard time coming. He's speaking because there's going to be a betrayal. He's speaking because Judas is about to do some damage. I wish I had somebody. And you know, we got to understand that many of us have Judases in our life, and if it had not been for Judas, you'll never get crucified. But if you never get crucified, you'll never resurrect and be glorified. And so quit talking about Judas. I wish I had somebody. You're on the cross, and it's already done, and you're still talking about Judas. Come on, take your death and go ahead and die so you can resurrect to a new life. I wish I had somebody. Something in your life needs to die, and quit talking about Judas. How bad Judas did you, how you gave him the money, and Judas did you wrong, how Judas kissed you on the cheek and betrayed you at the same time, how Judas turned you over to your enemies, how they took all your secrets and went with people that you know didn't like you and told everything about you, told them what you were secretly praying, told them how you secretly struggle. I wish I had somebody. Quit talking about Judas. You on the cross. Quit worrying about Judas. There are people hanging beside you that you got to prove to them who you are. There's people hanging beside you and looking down up at you, and they're saying, who is this? And you got to show them that I'm a child of God. Thank God for the centurion soldier. He was the same one that oversaw the crucifixion, but guess what? Jesus stood there and he forgave people. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And the centurion looked and said, can't nobody act like this while they dying? Can't nobody be like this while they're dying except they be kin to God? Are you related to him? Do you have a relationship with him? And so he looked up at Jesus and said, surely this is the Son of God. Do I have a witness in here? He said, these things are spoken because it's hard times coming. And I want you to understand that you may not have all the money you need to make it. You may not have all the fans and the friends to make it. But you need to know that you're going to have joy. I wish I had somebody. He said, I've spoken that you might have joy. And that's the reason why we ought to assemble together, so that we can get the joy of the Lord. Because when I tell you what he said, it ought to make you feel good. When I tell you what it said, it ought to make you have some assurance. The word joy in the Greek is the word chara. It means that you have some assurance. It means that you have some gladness, some deep-seated gladness that can't be disturbed by stuff on the outside. And I'm here to let you know that there may be some stuff on the outside. There may be some haters. There may be some liars, some deceivers, some backbiters. There may be some times when you feel like throwing in the towel, but there's a deep seated joy down on the inside of you that tells you that you can't give up. There's something down inside of me telling me to go ahead. I don't know about you, but sometimes when it ain't nobody else around, I feel somebody telling me down on the inside, you know you can make it. It ain't no time to stall. It ain't no time to rest. You need to push your way. I wish I had somebody. And if I got joy, I need to do what Paul said. I need to forget those things which are behind and reach forward to what is before and press toward the mark. Anybody out there, I wish I had a few people that said, I'm pressing toward the mark for the prize of the high call that is in Christ Jesus. He's reminding us. He said, I'm speaking this word to you so that your joy might remain. He says, so that your joy will be stable, that your joy will sustain you, that your joy will stay with you. Don't let the devil steal your joy. He's trying to steal it because he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But he can't steal my joy because it's too deep down on the inside. See, he might get to this flesh, but he can't get down in my heart. I wish I had a few people here. He said that your joy might remain and that your joy might be full. I don't know about you, but I need the joy of his salvation. When I have the joy of his salvation, then my heart is so full of joy that when people look at me expecting me to cry on their shoulders, I say, thank you, Lord, that I still got joy. After all that I've been through, I still have joy. Yeah, I've been lied on, but I still got joy. I've been talked about, but I still got joy. Been where I couldn't rub two nickels together, but I still had joy. I wish I had somebody here. Been betrayed by friends and loved ones, but I still got joy. See, this joy that I have, since the world didn't give it, the world can't take it away. He said, I give you joy so that your joy might be full. I wish I had somebody. He said, I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you so that you don't give up so easy, so that you don't throw in the towel. I'm talking to you because I got a purpose for you. I want you to produce fruit, and I want you to do it with joy. I wish I had a few people. See, joy make your enemies hate you because they thought they could get to you, but they thought they had you down. But then God showed them your joy. And you said, they think I'm arrogant. No, what they're looking at is joy. They say, you puffed up. No, they're looking at joy. They're looking at my confidence that I got in my Lord, that he's able to keep me in perfect peace because I know how to keep my mind stayed on him. Do I have anybody that say, I got joy? Well, I got joy. You see, when you're walking somewhere, people look at you and they wonder, who is this person? Because of the joy you're carrying. I'm carrying my joy and I want the world to see. So when you carry your joy and you want the world to see the joy, what is it that you must do? Paul said, rejoice in all things, every good thing, every bad thing. I need to rejoice. Come on and shout glory. I need to show them I got joy. I need to let them know I got joy. I need to let them see I got joy. And they can't touch it. Can't do nothing about it. Because where my joy sits, can't nobody get there but God. Where my joy sits, can't nothing penetrate it but his word. Where my joy sits is God Almighty. I got a relationship with him. And my relationship, it brings me joy. Is there anybody here that realize that Christ, he gives us joy? So preacher, why you have joy? Because he's already did it for me. He finished everything for me. I got joy because this battle is not mine. It belongs to God. I got joy because many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord shall deliver him from them all. I got joy that when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of God will lift up a standard. So why do you have joy? I got joy because Jesus came through 39 prophets, fought in two generations, took up a cross for me, and he died. But I still got joy because that's not how the story ends. Because early, anybody say early, say early, Sunday morning, he got up with all power, and he gave me that power, so I got joy, power.
power to be a son of God. So I got joy. What else can I say? The reason I have joy is that the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? I got joy because when my enemies came to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. I wish I had somebody. I got joy. Anybody got joy? Let me tell you another reason that I got joy, because he told me in Romans 8, he said, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and to the called according to his purpose. Why else do I have joy? Go further down Romans 8 and 38. He said, for I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, height or depth. I don't care how deep it gets. Can't nothing separate me from the love of God. And I got joy down on the inside, joy in my soul. Is there anybody that say I got joy? Is there anybody that say if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side, where would I be? I say, won't it give you joy? Won't it give you joy? And I'm about to get out of here. I'm really trying to stop, but joy talking to you now. I heard in his word, David said in Psalm 30, weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. I don't know about you, but I'm not waiting till the sun shows up, because I heard in the wee hours of the night, they call that morning 1 a.m. Whether it's 2 a.m., it's still morning. So I'm calling somebody, get up out of your seat and say, my morning is already here. I cried last night. I was down last night. I rocked myself to sleep in my own tears last night. But I woke up. I got joy. Weeping may. It happened last night. But this morning, I came in skipping. I came in dancing. I came in shouting. I came to lift him up. Anybody here want to lift him up? I got joy. Anybody got joy? Joy will keep me when I can't keep myself. It's the joy of the Lord that'll become my strength. Somebody say yeah. Say yeah. Say yeah. Won't he do it? I say, won't he do it? Won't he keep you in perfect peace? Won't he make a way? Won't he make your enemies? Won't he make them your footstool? Say, won't he do it? Won't he, won't he? Say, won't he do it? Say yes. Tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor, I got joy. And if my joy disturbs you, I'm going to give you this joy. I hope it roll over on you so that you'll get out of your seat and realize that joy will make you strong. Joy will make you victorious. Joy will help you to overcome. I got this joy. Hallelujah. I'm going to let you go. But before I let you go, tell your neighbor. Say, neighbor. Say, oh, neighbor. Say it like I said. Say, oh, neighbor. I may not know three things. I may not even know two things. But one thing I know, I know he's all right. Say, yeah. Say, yeah. I know he's all right. If you got joy, throw your hands up. Rear your head back and say, ah, I know he's all right. you can smile. You can laugh at the devil. God gives you joy. I know the enemy's been on your trail, but I dare you to laugh and say, ha, ha, you thought you had me, but God reached to grab me. He picked me up out of the horrible pit. Somebody say yes. Somebody shout glory.